Will we go to war over the moon? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Frans Vonderdonk, professor of space law at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says the moon's natural resources may present problems in the near future.
Which space buff does not recall the historic picture of Buzz Aldrin standing next to the first U.S. flag planted on the moon? And which history buff would not automatically become suspicious in seeing the flag of a powerful nation hoisted over an empty territory, potentially promising extraordinary amounts of energy and natural resources? After all, throughout history, Western nations had planted their flag in foreign lands, basically claiming them and all their resources for the motherland. Those deeds, however, over the centuries had given rise to many wars. If the moon would indeed present a potential gold mine for spacefaring nations, would history repeat itself all over again? Fortunately, such fears were dispelled at the legal level by the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, in which also the United States and the Soviet Union agreed that outer space could not be subjected to land grabbing, but would qualify as a global commons. Following the moon landings, the astronauts, NASA, and the US government indeed also lived up to that promise. Unfortunately, the Outer Space Treaty had not followed up its general prohibition with further details. Now that serious private sector plans are being hatched to go back and harvest its natural resources, the mere prohibition of owning the moon, whether by planting a flag there or otherwise, might not be sufficient to prevent disputes over those natural resources. We might not see a war of liberation on the moon, but serious conflicts between major contenders can no longer be excluded. We should at least strengthen the law before it is too late and such disputes would actually be upon us.
That was Frans Vonderdonk of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.